Give me your thoughts on what you expected from Kyrie and then how the season unfolded and what he ended up doing.
Well, you know, it's sort of unfair to even have any expectations of a teenager, whether they are the first pick or not. But I tell you what, this kid is a special kid, whether he plays basketball or not. And the way he carries himself, and you saw it up here today, just mind-boggling. I mean, to think that he's not even allowed to walk in our casino or have a drink.
Right.
And to be able to be up there with such presence and such maturity. And you see that off court, you see that on court. So we just are looking forward to building this franchise with him and adding some more pieces. And what a great start he is.
It's amazing to me, and hopefully you can lend your 2 cents worth on this, how pressure has not fazed him in any way, shape, or form, whether it be on the court or off the court.
He seems to thrive on it. He lit up. You probably noticed this when he started talking about the fourth quarter, how he loves it and loves the pressure, which is great. I mean, that's what you want in a clutch player, in a key player on your team, a key star. So that's a unique attribute, and we're proud to have him here.
He's the building block along with Tristan this year, and 4 picks in this year's draft. How excited are you as an owner about the future and the direction of this team?
I mean, very, very excited. And I think we took some great steps, you know, last year to this year. And we'll see what happens here on May 30th. But hopefully those balls drop our way and we'll even be more excited. But even if they don't, we're still going to have a high, good pick here. And this is a key summer for us. Add these other young, great players and bring some people, bring the team along.
Dan, thanks so much. I know it's been a busy time for you, but exciting. Congratulations on everything.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for coming.